Nina Auerbach, Carolyn Burke, Barbara Christian, Rachel Blau Duplessis, Kate Ellis, Judith Keegan-Gardner, Sandra Gilbert, Gail Green, Alice Jardine, Myra Jalen, Constance Jordan, Alice Kaplan, Kate Millett, Nancy Milford, Nancy Miller, Lillian Robinson, Naomi Shore, Catherine Stimson, Susan Suleiman, and Louise Yellen, many of whom have had stellar careers. Yeah. Well, they were all here and could have stayed. And so imagine if even a few of them had stayed, the difference it would have made. Actually, even in the prestige of the English and French departments, which didn't have many people of that stature, at least not very many. Susan Winnett, whose departure caused Carolyn to leave, she did something like 60 MA essays in 1 year because students so much wanted to work with her, and she worked very hard at it, and she did very well with them. So they, you know, they found ways to provide for themselves, and then I don't know. They would somehow cobble together a committee for the dissertation that could work. If you get at least one person on there who knows something about the field, then you can the others sort of fill in. But it wasn't. There wasn't a really solid structure. Now, I think things are much better now. There are several, and then, of course, Jean came, and Margie Ferguson came first before Jean, and that was a great boon, but she didn't stay. Carol Kay, who was the partner of Jonathan Arick, she was here for a while. So we did have women, but they didn't stay.